Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, Becky. This is Don Ellis. I just received a phone call from here.
Sure, yeah. Were you looking for home care services?
Yes, Becky, I am.
Awesome. Okay, let me help you put in this new referral. Donald,
awesome.
do you have Medicaid?
I do, yes.
Cool. What's your Medicaid ID?
Okay. Okay. Let me focus in here a little bit. Number 0563-5539.
Thank you. Let's see. Let's see where this is holding. Okay, cool. Yes, it looks like you do have Medicaid. One second. All right. Okay. I can update you on your Medicaid home care situation. So it looks like you had a assessment on May 5th of last year.
Yes.
And you didn't meet the level of care. So
that's
maybe you weren't approved.
That's what I was understanding at that time. Right. And
so,
I've done nothing but had heart surgery since then and everything, and my health has all gone down. So I'm to that point that I'm needing home health.
Totally.
And I just did have released from the home health to my doctor to Mercy Plan, but to continue on, I have to, you know, get a provider like yourself to help me on through my recoveries if I do or whatever, to keep me from going into a nursing home, basically.
Right.
What we're trying to do here.
Do you have a caregiver that you would want to sign up, or would you like us to find you someone?
I have a caregiver I'd like to sign up.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so this could work. Let me just ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
If you could verify your date of birth.
February 22nd, 1962.
Great. And if you could verify your social.
497-742657.
Okay, and your address?
610 Cooney Heights. K-U-H-N-E-H-T-S.
K-U-H-N-E.
Yes, Heights, H-T-S, abbreviated. And it's Troy, Missouri. 63379.
Which county is that in?
Lincoln.
Okay. All right. Just putting everything down.
I can do my original right here.
Okay, and who would you like to use as your caregiver?
It'd be Shannon Gonzalez. She's right here present with me for any information we need.
Perfect. I'm gonna want to speak to her in a minute.
All right.
Okay. How do you spell her last name?
G-O-N-Z.
G-O-N-Z.
A-L-E-Z.
A-L-E-Z. E-Z.
Good. And Shannon is S-H-A-N-O-N?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, no double N in any of those spots, right?
S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
S-H-A-N. Yeah, N-N-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, good. And what's Shannon's number?
It's 314-782-0388.
Okay, Shannon, I'm going to be calling you in a few minutes to send you an application.
Okay.
Okay, in the meantime, let's continue with Don for a second. Okay.
Yes.
One second.
I need to know, those don't they need to know, but I already worked in healthcare.
You already worked? That's great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been certified as a medication aide since I was about 20 years old.
Nice.
So I'm not certified now, but I'm working for a facility now, but I know Donald needs the help. So I stay with him right now. So I'm available 24/7 to help him.
That's amazing. Wow, that's really cool. That's awesome.
Well, by the grace of God, I needed a home, and he had a spot, so.
Wow.
Working out for both.
Good, yes. Such a great setup. Okay. All right, okay. So here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start with calling the state of Missouri. You're going to call them requesting like a new referral, right? You're calling to find out if you could please apply for home care. They'll be happy to take down your information and schedule and put you into the line of scheduling for assessment.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Then they're going to ask you, which provider have you chosen? It could be they'll forget to even ask you, but I want you to initiate, like to offer that. They'll ask you, which provider do you want to use? You'll let them know Deluxe Home Care. That's our agency.
Deluxe Home Care is who you talk to.
Okay.
Yeah, because we just put in a thing just a second ago for you guys to contact us, and we did a thing on Freedom Care, and you're the first one that called. So Deluxe has got to be who he's going to go with, because that must be a sign.
Exactly. So here was what I'll do, Donald. I'm sending you our agency name, Deluxe Home Care. Now I'm writing my number, 314-501-2507. That's my direct line.
Okay.
And my name is Becky. So I just sent you a text with the three pieces of information they're going to be asking you.
Awesome.
Okay. So perfect. So what's going to happen right now, I'm calling the state. I'll patch you in. Actually, I won't be speaking on the call. It's a lot easier when they speak to the patient alone, so I won't actually be talking. But you're basically calling to start your home care services. They'll ask you a couple questions. They'll ask you, you know, is your house safe for an assessor to come down? You'll tell them yes, I assume.
Right.
And then they'll ask you, did you choose a provider or an agency? I'm not sure the way they'll word it. And you'll say, yes, Deluxe Home Care. I spoke with them and they could accept me as a client.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
They're going to ask you what's Deluxe's number. You'll give them my number I just sent you. And then they'll ask who are you working with? You could let them know Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Awesome.
Okay. If you're ready, I'm ready to get them on the line.
Did you find a pin yet?
I will, but she's...
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So let me get them online. It's just going to be a brief hold. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, see, you said that. We did it real fast. Look at how fast we got into the thing.
That's going my way for a simple reason. It's meant to be.
We just read on it. That's why. And I'm a live-in, so me being a live-in, that matters. I mean, that helps. You know, because they know I don't have to worry about
being here.
Getting to you. You're already here. That was confirmation for God, see? Did you hear that? Funny how the little dings and the little things come through, like I say, at the time they do, when necessary to do the confirmation. Well, I'm not in my life or death. It's not life or death if I have this freaking medicine, Michelle.
Right.
And so, I was waiting on life or death. I've been dead already.
But you're dead. Would she care?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kill her. I didn't mean to not show up.
I tried, girl, to nod back out.
The nodding I don't do.
Yeah. Guess if you were on it.
Why would I be on it? I don't nod out. What'd you say? I don't know. I don't do that. I keep telling her I'm fucking allergic to it. It's on my... It's so much of... It's when I get pulled by my mercy, I'll show it. It said there. They read me my allergies yesterday. Fentanyl. Because I got put on a patch that it will be allergic. It's on my record of allergies. I'm at the hospital. That I'm allergic to it. Well, if something ever happened that was in my system and I die from it, somebody's going to be in a whole lot of trouble because it's an allergy of mine. Operation, you hear?
That's good to listen.
They're not on their hold trying to get reached, but what are
they doing? They are recording. Believe me, when you're listening, they are recording all of this. I was government for 12 years. I know how it rolls. When you're in different parts of the service, you learn those parts. And I was in intelligence when I was an MP. So I was trained to learn how to do this stuff. But I'm not stupid. A lot of people think I am.
That's why I told you.
I was 30 years. I learned how to blow stuff up. I learned how to build it and blow it up behind me. Keep on moving, you know? So I do have demolitions in my profile. They know it. So it keeps me up for some reason. But I don't know. I could have been put down, but no, they put me in robotics. They wanted me to be one of the first for them. Because I was a good candidate. Oh yeah, I'm a good candidate. Spirited, no.
So see what type of person I said I am.
Calling Community Based Services. This is Savannah. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself, Savannah. That's a beautiful name. I have a daughter named Savannah.
Well, thank you. Can I get your full name, please?
Donald Wayne Ellis.
And can I get your Medicaid ID or DCN number?
Yes, excuse me, one second here. The number is 0563-5539.
Thank you. And can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
Yes, 636-290-1327.
Okay, and can I also confirm your date of birth, please?
February 22nd, 1962.
Okay, and what can I do for you today?
I'm looking to get some home care taken and provided to me, and I'm looking to sign up to do this.
Okay, were you looking for the consumer directed services where somebody that you know, a friend or family member would take care of you, or the in-home agency model where somebody would come in from an agency to assist you?
In-home friend or family.
Okay. So that would be our consumer directed services program. And I can assist you with a referral for us into that program. Before we do get started with that, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment for as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home levels of care in order to qualify for services. That means that your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside the home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet that required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about any of that?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, and do you want to proceed with that referral here today?
Yes, ma'am, I'd like to.
All right. Okay, can I get your home address, please?
610 Kuhne Heights, K-U-H-N-E-H-T-S, period, Troy, Missouri, 63379.
And is that going to be the mailing address as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then can I get the best phone number?
The best to reach me at 636-290-1327.
Okay. And is there any other phone number we should have on file?
636-622-1121.
Okay. Is English your primary language?
It is, yes.
And what is your marital status? Never married, married, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And currently living alone or with someone?
I have a roommate living with someone.
Okay. Is anybody else in the household receiving or requesting home services?
No.
Okay. And do you have any special communication needs? That would be any issues seeing, hearing, reading, writing, or speaking?
No.
Okay. And then I have some questions regarding potential safety concerns. This is for the safety of the assessor when they come out to the home. Do you feel like you live in a dangerous area? Do you hear gunshots, police, anything like that?
None. Feel safe.
Okay. Any illegal drug activity in the home or area that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Any structural issues in the home, like holes in the floor or ceiling, wobbly railings, anything like that?
In one part of the house, there is construction going on, remodeling. Other than that, no, ma'am.
Okay. Any blocked entrances or exits or other issues with accessing the home?
I have one blocked entrance, which is the rear entrance, back door. It's under construction.
Okay. Any contagious or infectious diseases in the home, like staph, MRSA, HIV, or hepatitis?
No.
Any pest issues, like bed bugs, cockroaches, mice, or rats?
No.
Any history of violent behavior in the home?
No.
Any vicious or dangerous animals or pets in the home?
I have cats, but not dangerous and vicious.
Okay. And any unsecured weapons in the home?
No.
Okay. Are you currently in a hospital or other facility?
No.
And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
I have, Army, yes.
Okay. Are you interested in military-related services in Missouri?
I am interested, yes.
Okay. All right. They'll send out some information for you about that.
Awesome. I do have 12 years in the Army, so.
What are your primary medical conditions or disabilities related to your need for services?
Oh, wow. Right now, I am with heart surgery, recovering from open heart surgery, and got me also with some. I have a list that I guess I need to try to pull up, but that's the main concern is is getting better from the health, or you know, healing from my heart surgery, and it just seems like the progress of it is moving, but not the way it should be moving, and I cannot complete anything by myself anymore. It just seems like I'm having lack of ability of being able to stand on my feet for any length of time and be without breath. You know, like I'm shortness now, and yeah, it's more or less heart, cardiovascular.
Okay. And then what sorts of things do you need your caretaker to assist you with in the home?
It's daily chores, assisting on also getting me to my appointments, and because I'm not supposed to be driving and everything too because of all this. And I can't be on my feet. I can't lift so much over, you know, poundage. So when I'm trying to do laundry and normal everyday chores, I guess, actually.
Okay. Do you need assistance with
hands? Remind me of my meds and stuff of that nature too. You know, I can't cook for myself. It's getting to, you know, to that point that yes, I'm looking for help.
Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care, like getting dressed, getting in and out of the shower, things like that?
I do, yes.
Do you need assistance with transportation, like going to the grocery store to pick up medication?
I do, yes.
Okay. Do you need assistance with essential correspondence, like going through mail or sending out bills?
I've been having troubles with that, yes. I do need assistance.
Okay. And do you have an agency in mind for your CDS services?
I do. What was the name of it?
Deluxe.
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, perfect.
Do you need a number and a name?
No, I've got that agency right here.
Okay.
Okay. And that is the last question that I had for you here today. So from here, I'm going to go ahead and submit that referral for that initial assessment. The assessor will have 15 business days to get in contact regarding that assessment. They have the phone numbers that you provided as well as the mailing address. They may send a letter out to the home with their contact information so that you can call them back from there.
Awesome.
And then the last thing I'm going to have for you here today is going to be a recorded message regarding the assessment process and how to prepare for that assessment. When you're finished listening
to the
recorded message, you can go ahead and hang up the line.
Awesome.
All right. Do you have any questions for me before I send you over to that recording?
I don't, Savannah. I appreciate your helping.
Absolutely. Let me get you right over to that recording then. Thank you so much for calling us today, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.